The Beyond Shakespeare podcast is supported by our patrons. To become a patron, go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare and help decide what we do next. Hello and welcome to this exploring session. This time we're looking at the fragmentary play known as Temperance and Humility, dated around 1521 to 1535, which has a cast of three. Or at least in this section. It's so short, we did it twice, but also because it has a relationship with a later play, The Four Cardinal Virtues, which is also fragmentary. And we're going to keep coming back to these two plays, or is it one play, in various ways. In the short term, we will record a better version during the next year or so, as well as the sister play, Cardinal Virtues, around other projects. But in the longer term, I want to construct a scaffold around these fragments to create some kind of a show in which the text that survives can be performed and flow together in a thing that would make sense. Now, that might be a live show, but there would be a podcast version at the end, of course, because we love you. So, here is the first stab at getting into the text. This was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars on a dull Saturday morning in October. There are stumbles and errors, but it's just the start of a journey. As there are two readings, you get to listen to me forget something that we'd decided one week so that the next week I make a meal of asking someone to say a line wrong and then reapply the better gloss, not remembering for a second that this had already happened. As I say, it's a journey. Patrons can follow the journey of the text as I've uploaded the working script onto the Patreon page with this audio, and there's a link to an earlier release. As this is an ongoing project, please submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse. The sister text, The Four Cardinal Virtues, will be released shortly so that you can compare and contrast the two. The irregulars were Richard Fawcett, Liz Cole, Alan Scott, Mark Scallon and Mark Sabaton. And I am, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is week one. Now we have a two-pager just after this called Temperance and Humility. It's a fragment.
Oh, now we're talking.
Which we have just about enough time to just quickly rattle through.
Which one are you going for, Richard?
Well, disobedience.
I was actually going to say, if you could be disobedience, if you could be humility.
Of course.
And if you could be temperance.
Oh, dear.
I don't know who says the first two lines, except that it's not disobedience. Now, you'll notice there are brackets where words are missing. So it's a very cut-up script. It's actually not too bad. There's only a few little things. But it's from a pseudo-morality play, possibly for children, from about 1530-40, so sort of around the same time as Bale.
Suggestion, then, that if the opening two lines almost narrate her.
Well, it's mid-scene, so it's not like this is the beginning of the play. This is mid-scene. In fact, I don't really know what's going on yet. This is part of the reason why we do this, is actually to find out in practice what happens. So for the moment, I'll say humility will say those first two lines, and then I may ask you to read those first two lines. Could be a fourth character, we don't know.
Yeah.
Could be someone completely different. But Liz, if you'll do the first two lines as humility and see if that fits, and we'll come back to it at the end and see how we go.
Mo virtues that used should be, a they be banished as feareth me.
Peace, when I bid you, and come when I call. I am royally provided of land and of sea, noble disobedience of might most potential. Yet would I be called by name due prosperity, should I be obedient to the superlative degree, nay, yet to no creature that liveth in land, sith I am free, I will never be bond.
That may ye repent, ye shall understand.
Churl, take thou this now of my hand.
Ye be to blame so for to do, smite so hastily, is your shame. 'Twas but good he said to you, thus to be so wroth, ye be to blame.
Tell me what thou art called by name.
My name is Temperance. Ne'er did grievance to man nor child.
and I am humility, suffering perturbance, to be what wroth to God's displeasance, but ever meek and mild.
What make ye in this country? Your work is all in vanity. Ye cannot prevail. Audacity and disobedience with adversaries' presence, us will we rail. Court, in Constry, and in many a convent, in every order we dwell a present. Duly we assail. So many followeth now our intent, and I should tell all I should be shent, for both spoil and temporal followeth our core, and after us will do.
God it amend, and it be so. As for religious, I trust indeed that obedience with them shall go, else may they soon stand in dread.
That is not so as God me speed, for the poorest now in a place will lack both love and dread, and rebel in words they will apace.
This tale to hear, it's a piteous case. God banish this vice from this country, and restore obedience to every place, that every creature may know his degree, and for ever to dwell with humility. Then grace will follow vice to eschew, and every man to his master would be true.
That will they never, by sweet Jesu.
I would for this place that thou wouldst go, and remember thy life if thou hast wrought. For much is the sorrow that thou hast due, and all disobedience thou hast in brought.
Many is the person thou hast put it in thought, and banished humility with love and poe. In wilful heart sore thou art fought, and thou hast troubled many a noble place.
And many more I will bring to that core, audacity and my brother adversity, with the counterfeit name of prosperity.
Right, lots of interesting things came out of that. So, let's go back to the first page. When disobedience comes in, when he talks about due prosperity, I think that's got to be a capital P, as that's the new name he's going to take up. It's a counterfeit name. We get this a lot in plays. We'll get this in John Bale in the future, of people dressing up and pretending to be something that they're not. So you are disobedience, but you're going around saying, oh, look at me, I'm prosperous and wonderful, as disobedience often does. I hadn't taken in the obvious stage direction, take this now off my hand, but that's obviously yet.
Slap.
Disobedience turns up immediately. And the thing is, you two presumably were here before. He's just entered.
Yes, he's disturbing everything.
And
because
he's asking, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you've effectively got the virtues in place.
Yeah.
Enter disobedience.
Who immediately comes in and smacks someone one. And it's strange because there's no real kickback from that.
Well,
I assume you're hitting temperance.
But humility and temperance really shouldn't be giving any kickback anyway, should they?
No, they shouldn't. I mean, turn
the other cheeks, yeah.
In fact, they say a bit later, humility was more or less know thy place.
Yeah.
So you introduce who you are, most of that sort of works. So, suggestion here that we've got additional characters coming in. Audacity might be an actual person. Adversity might be a person, that probably should be a Y. That there are other disobedient malefactors, vices around here that are turning up. I think spiritual and temporal makes sense at the bottom of page one. We've got spiritual and temporal. I haven't made a particular decision, but I think that makes sense.
Yeah, I think spiritual and temporal would follow the context.
Now we've got intent, shent, kent. I'm trying to find what word ends that rhyme, which begins with ca, or another vowel. Just simply because at some point I'll do something with this, and I will fill in the odd gap if it sort of makes sense. It's interesting on page two, actually. I found humility really boring.
Sorry.
No, it wasn't. No, not you. I mean, it's structurally boring. You know, God banished this vice from this country. But I'm wondering, actually, maybe it's more immediate. It's more to the audience. God banished this vice from this country and restore obedience to every place. It's like to yourself, get...
Yeah, but it's the status quo, isn't it? The humility saying that everybody should know your degree and your place. Disobedience coming in is upsetting the apple cart.
Peasants know your place. Do as you're told.
Well, if this is a morality play, it is slapping you back with all your sins as to...
Yeah, yeah. But it's more social engineering than religious engineering.
Yeah.
Or it's using the church to reinforce...
To some degree, I'm going to say put a pin in this, because if you look in the next page, is the four cardinal virtues. It's a different play, but it's very similar. And next time, what I'd like to do, depending on who's here and whatever, is we'll read that first two pages of Temperance and Humility and then run that into the four cardinal virtues and see how the two plays link up or don't link up in terms of theme. Because there is literally temperance turns up again in the next play of the four cardinal virtues.
Yeah.
But I'm not that fussed about answers for that one yet, because I think we'll come back to that. I just wanted to use that as a fill-in for these last...
Yeah, the interesting thing is just the virtues, isn't it, in the next piece?
The next piece is more the end of a play. This is much more the beginning of a play.
Yeah,
in the next play, there's a sense that everyone's learnt their lesson. And they've actually, because one person explicitly has changed their name from a bad thing to a good thing. So it's like people learn and then they turn into a different character. Every fragment helps. And to actually make sense of these two in together, they're almost like a semi-complete plan. But we have run out of time. Alas. Alas.
And now, week two, where I forget everything from week one.
So, I don't know who read last time what, but I think we should change it up and have different people reading it, because I can.
Who's reading the first two lines, by the way?
We haven't decided. I think we went with Temperance last time. So, whoever's Temperance. Mark 1, Mark 2, Mark... so glad we would have had three Marks, but he couldn't make it this week. Mark Sampton, could you read Temperance, and that includes the first two lines? Mark Scanlon, could you read Disobedience, which is next, and then Humility? Who read Humility last time? Richard, could you read Humility this time?
Yeah.
And we'll change... It's only page and a half, so we'll then recast when we come to the four cardinal virtues in a page line. Obviously, temperance is quite a temperate person, humility is quite a humility-ish person, disobedience is a bastard. Enjoy. Let's see what comes out this time.
Mo virtues that used should be, they be banished as feareth me.
Peace when I bid you and come when I call. I am royally provided of land and of sea. Noble disobedience of might most potential. Yet would I be called by name due prosperity? Should I be obedient to the superlative degree? Nay, yet to no creature that liveth in Lond, sith I am free, I will never be bond.
That may ye repent, ye shall understand.
Churl, take thou this now of my hand.
Ouch.
Yeah. So you've just been slapped.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's not written as a stage direction, but we decided last time, clearly it happens.
Speaking of upstaking.
Yes.
Ye be too blamed, so for to do, to smite so hastily, it is your shame. It was but good, he said, you two, thus to be so wroth, ye be too blame.
Tell me what thou art called by name.
My name is Temperance, that never did grievance to man nor child.
And I am humility, suffering perturbance, to be wroth to God's displeasance, but ever meek and mild.
What make ye in this country? Your work is all in vanity. Ye cannot prevail. Audacity and disobedience, with adversity's presence, us will rail. Caught in constry and in many a covent, in every order we dwell present, of duly we assail. So many followeth now our intent, and I should tell all I should be shent. For both spule and temporal followeth our... and after us will do.
God it amend, and it be so. As for religious, I trust indeed that obedience with them shall go, else may they soon stand in dread.
That is not so as God me speed, for the poorest now in a place will lack both love and dread, and rebel in words they will apace.
This tale to hear, it is a piteous case. God banish this vice from this country, and restore obedience to every place, that every creature may know his degree, and ever to dwell with humility. Then grace will follow vice to his due, and every man to his master would be true.
That will they never, by sweet Jesu.
I would throw this place that thou would go, and remember thy myth, yet thou hast wrought. For much is the sorrow that thou hast do, and all disobedience thou hast inbrought.
I'm going to ask you to do that one again. Try miss it wrought, rather than myth yet wrought. Very good, it was very, very Scottish. I hadn't made a decision as to precisely what that was, so miss it, miss yet, it's probably miss it.
Yeah.
Give it a crack.
Miss yet. Do you want me to actually say...
Miss it. I think miss it.
Miss it.
I don't precisely know what's going on there, but I've try that and okay. See if it makes more sense as we hear it.
Note from the editor. It doesn't. Sorry, everyone. It just sounds crap.
I would throw this place that thou would go, and remember thy miss it thou hast wrought, for much is the sorrow that thou hast do, and all disobedience thou hast inbrought.
Many is the person thou hast put in thought, and banished humility with love and poe. In wilful heart sore art thou art fought, that thou hast troubled many a noble place.
And many moe I will bring to that case. Audacity and my brother adversity, with the counterfeit name of prosperity.
And there it ends. I think it possibly mischief rather than miss it.
I was going to say mischief makes more sense.
I mean, it's a fragment. It's messy and it's difficult to tell. It is written literally as myth it, but mischief works, and that fits well. And I've got piece and place as question marks there as sort of possibles. They sort of fit. Case I don't think fits, but I don't know. No, it should fit because it would rhyme with place. That's why I want the case.
And next, for our irregulars, we're looking at the sister play, The Four Cardinal Virtues. The Beyond Shakespeare podcast is supported by its patrons. Become a patron and you get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare.